1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court this morning hears oral arguments on a case that puts strict state abortion bans to the test. This one from Idaho bans the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors in Idaho say they don't know what to do when they need to perform an emergency abortion to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Columbia University taking additional steps to limit campus contact amid continued pro-Palestinian protests. Here's ABC Stephanie Ramos.
Columbia University offering virtual learning for the last week of classes after some Jewish students said they felt unsafe on campus, like Aiden Hunter, who tells us he understands why people are protesting.
I'd say the majority of my friends, especially Jewish friends, feel a sense of insecurity at this time.
Mayor Eric Adams blaming outside agitators for a violent turn in campus protests.
The Senate passing that $95 billion foreign aid package. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Use of restraints and seclusion in Wisconsin schools went down about 8% last school year. That's according to the State Department of Public Instruction. The DPI's Tim Pirenboom says it happens most with elementary schoolers with disabilities.
Frequent use of seclusion restraint is usually a symptom of larger, more systemic issues, whether that's staffing shortages or lack of proper training for staff members who work with our highest needs students.
Pirenboom says most schools report no cases of using seclusion or restraint. Saturday is Drug Take-Back Day in Wisconsin. Law enforcement leaders and health officials are trying to raise awareness about opioids. People can drop off their unused medications at 135 places around the state. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A Madison firefighter faces four felony drug trafficking charges. Police say Trevor Wiggins sold cocaine up till early this month out of his home, a Quick Trip, and even the South Point Road fire station where he worked. A search of Wiggins' home a few days ago turned up guns and other drugs. Wiggins is on administrative leave while the fire department conducts an internal investigation. Wiggins is free on a signature bond. He's due in court on May 6th. Online retail giant Amazon is now delivering groceries to homes in the Madison area. The subscription service for Prime members costs about $10 a month and half that for people on public assistance. The subscription comes with unlimited delivery on orders over $35 from Whole Foods Market, Amazon Fresh, and some other local stores. Amazon first started delivering groceries to Prime members in Columbus, Ohio, Denver, and Sacramento late last year. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose again to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Their crew could not get on base, losing 2-1 in Pittsburgh. Pat Murphy was pleased by the debut of right-hander Tobias Myers, even though the first batter he faced, Andrew McCutchen, hit a home run.
I think sometimes getting punched early is probably a good thing, to be quite honest with you. I think that said it all, what he did the next, 15 outs.
NBA, the Bucks lost at home to the Pacers, 125-108. Milwaukee pulled it within 4 points, then fell behind by 20 in the final period. Chris Middleton.
Siakam made some tough plays. Turner hit some shots. But I think for the most part, their pace after I missed shots just, killed us tonight.
Game 3 is Friday at 4 p.m. in Indy. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh, but mentioned this after the game.
My little brother in the stands the other day was, called the N-word. I didn't sit right with anybody in our, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 61. Then on Friday, it'll be cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, 63. Rain and thunderstorms will continue through most of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, and going above the ordinary and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us to talk about tax cuts and then public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
He actually is, I mean, Jesse, to your point, he is given special treatment. He is under a gag order. But any other defendant, if they violated repeatedly on Twitter, online, would have already been thrown in jail. He is under court orders that any other defendant would have, and he's violating them every single day.
Thank you, Marie. Harf. 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 Oh, excuse me. I had a little bit of a hairball.
Harf, Marie. Harf. Harf.
She's pretty. She's fantastic. Yes, did it... Is it my imagination or did he violate the gag order again during a recess in the trial?
I believe so.
Didn't he pop out like the little, you know, accordion playing cuckoo clock that he is, like we said yesterday? Judge Michonne's blah, 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 blah. Oh, by the way, who wants wine for breakfast? We might as well start. Yeah, here we go.
And again, what's going on is a disgrace. Now, it's interesting outside for great Americans, people that want to come down and they want to protest at the court. And they want to protest peacefully. We have more police presence here than anyone's ever seen. For blocks, you can't get near this courthouse.
That's
no,
not true.
No. Computer says no. No. Could you load the liar cannon, please?
Ready, aim, liar!
Is that new, or we just haven't played that in a while? Thank you, Sean. Sean's finding old things in my old dusty box that I haven't seen in years.
Well, he's good at that.
Okay, he's completely lying. Von Hilliard and others are saying there was one Trump supporter yesterday. Yeah. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, right, Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy had family in the courtroom with him. Just saying. He's got nobody because he's a giant loser.
Yes.
Okay, so there was no, he's like thousands of people. What did he say? Do I have that
it
one?
It was a whole
thousands
thing.
Of people tried to come and stay.
You're a liar.
No.
Thousands of people were kept away.
No.
I'm sorry.
Von Hilliard had a video showing you can drive by the courthouse. You can walk by there. It's not.
He's like, there's one woman walking her dog. One Trump supporter. I don't know.
Nobody cares about him.
He's not worth the subway fare.
Exactly. He's not worth walking
to. How much is subway fare now? I don't live in a, you know.
I don't know.
Well, apparently we have one. I just was not aware.
Ours here is $350 a ride.
Oh, okay. Well, he's obviously not worth that. Okay. Did you enjoy your time? Yeah. Did you enjoy your morning wine? Okay. So Jody and I pre-show, here's what happens. We just talk about having to be subjected to Trump's voice again.
I'm sorry.
Then also, I taunt her with what's on the latest episode of Palm Royale with her mom, Carol Burnett. Because she didn't watch it yet. But mom does this thing.
No.
Your mom.
Don't.
So you didn't see what she did at the end of the episode? Oh, my God. What she did. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't speak. Don't speak. Don't.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's really good.
No, don't speak. Don't speak. Don't speak. No. Silence. Silence. Don't speak.
I'm under a Carol Burnett gag order.
Yes, you are.
Here on the Stephanie Miller Show every morning. Do not tell me what my mom did last night. It was bad, Jody. I'm just saying. We still don't know how it ends, but wow. Okay. I'll say no more. Is Carol Burnett under a gag order? Probably not.
Yes,
let's
she
have
is.
Her call.
She is.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right for America.
She's going to be on Kimmel tonight.
Icon.
I'm promoting my mom on Kimmel.
Oh, all right.
She will be on this evening.
Yay. We love Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm not going because it's at night.
Yes. I apologize. I do have the decency to feel Catholic guilt over your horrendous schedule.
Thank you.
Tristan Snell, our legal lad. Just supplying the fun facts because people, okay, not crimes, cheating, hiding an affair, trying to influence an election, crimes, making fake invoices, failing to report campaign donations, making fake invoices to hide the fact that you're making in-kind donations to your own campaign. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Game over, man. Game over. Ooh, Trump's attorney got...
Game over, man. It's game over.
Bench slapped.
That's he did.
There's nothing like a bitch slapping from the bench. That's a bitch bench slap, and that is, wow. That's like a Cher slap. That's a moonstruck slap.
It is. He
Someone
was mad.
Said, coming out of chambers, he looked even grumpier than Trump. Why? I have no sympathy for anyone that gets involved with Donald Trump. And, pardon me. What happened to Cher? Is she there?
Snap out of it!
There you go. That's what the judge said to Tom. That was just for being Trump's attorney. What were you thinking?
Snap out of it!
You're not going to get paid, you idiot. What's wrong with you in the first place? And secondly, and this is the thing, because they always, everybody's saying, oh, he's a good attorney, unlike, you know.
He's better than the
Alina
rest.
Habba.
Oh, God. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, she was complaining.
But it doesn't matter if you're a good attorney. You're defending the indefensible and a ridiculous client that's telling you to say ridiculous things. What did he say? Oh, Trump made every effort to... Wait a minute, hang on. Trump made every effort to not a gag order. And he's like, please, you are losing credibility with this court. That's not, I don't know, Chef. That's not good, is it? I'm not an attorney, but isn't it 2 days into a criminal trial when the judge tells you you're full of, that's not good, right?
No.
It's not good?
It's not good.
That's good.
It's not good.
Okay. Okay.
You're enjoying this way too much.
There's way too many snorts into this already. Well, we were saying that I don't know how many times Mika Brzezinski had to say pecker this morning, but I just... Not since the Clinton-BJ years where I would like run into work and I'd be like, Chris, Dan Rather had to say penis again. Have I been so giddy over this? How many days of pecker have we had now? I mean, as if I could get gayer.
He'll be back on tomorrow, I believe.
No, and someone was saying they knew it would be bad for Trump, but
yeah, it's
they
really
didn't
bad.
Know it would be this devastating.
It's bad.
That it's worse, really, than Cohen, they were saying, and Stormy Daniels, even. Because you get the whole, you know, the whole scenario starting from, you know, I mean, and he makes it clear, the main claim, right, that this was for the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, if you're such a great family man, where's your family? Oh, I did this to protect my family that I love so much. None of them.
He's a family man, Stephanie.
Yes, correct. Okay. I can't remember why you printed these early yesterday.
Oh, just because. All right. That was right after court.
And I need a tinier violin than I have in my box. My box is too roomy for this violin.
This is right after court.
I may need to go back to
court. This is literally right after court.
Highly conflicted, to put it mildly, Judge John Juan Merchan has taken away my constitutional right to free speech.
No.
Oh, this is, by the way, him speaking into microphones and cameras mm-hmm. about how he can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody's allowed to talk and lie about me, but I'm not allowed to defend myself. This is a kangaroo court. And the judge should recuse himself. Yeah, he'll get right on that. Okay. Every single legal scholar and expert. Everybody knows a baby that's cried. So you think they've cried themselves out. And then you're like, oh, no, not done. Okay. Every single legal scholar.
No.
An expert said the Soros-backed prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, has no case. This list includes. No. I don't. Many lists a bunch of right-wing wacks. So why don't they drop this case? Oh, I got this one, Donald, because you're guilty. because you are guilty and a sleazy mofo on top of it.
Alvin Bragg never wanted.
Sean keeps thinking we're over.
Alvin Bragg never wanted to bring it, thought it was a joke, was furious, and lawyer Mark Pomerantz, will he be prosecuted for what he did?
Huh? Okay. No.
Computer says no.
Everything
he can defend himself. It's called the defense. He has a defense attorney.
Right.
Therefore, he can defend himself.
Okay, then. Yes, here is Von Hilliard, the reporter who was, what's the word? There. He tweets, Trump just claimed that the police shut down the streets around the courthouse for blocks and that his protesters can't be there. Just not true. There's one pro-Trump person here, and the main street along the courthouse is open to traffic. Okay.
You're a liar. You're just a liar. You always were.
Why, thank you, Sean. Just gratuitously unloading the entire liar cannon. Adam Classfield reporting, as Trump and his lawyers re-enter the courtroom, Blanche appears to look even more miserable than his client.
It's just sad.
Zero. Here's the amount of F's, the amount of F's and sympathy I have for Donald Trump's lawyer. Okay, carry the four divided by, Mark Elias, the famous lawyer, tweeted, words no lawyer wants to hear, and certainly not at the beginning of a criminal trial. You are losing all credibility with this court. That's on day two. Imagine how many more loads of bolt he's got to shovel before. Wow! Katie Fang, who's doing the Lord's work and great analysis there, she said this testimony is important because Pecker... Listen, you know what? Take time to not just smell the roses, but the pecker. Every time someone says pecker, I'm just saying you really need to take time to giggle.
He's peckish.
This testimony is important because Pecker makes it clear that the catch and kill for Dino the Doorman story was to preclude any embarrassment to the Trump campaign.
Exactly.
He didn't testify that it was avoid embarrassment to Trump on a personal level. Anyone else wondering about this doorman story now? I know they're saying it wasn't true, but I'm like going, testimony where Michael Cohen said to Pecker, oh, the boss is very, relieved, very happy that you paid off the doorman. I'm like, why would
it's not true, who cares?
Yeah, so I don't, and it was a maid, mm-hmm. I guess, that he reportedly, but I wonder if we have, every shoe has to drop with that.
I want to find
the
maid.
Was there an abortion and not a love child? Or
maid.
I know.
That's the person that is
important. But you don't pay $30,000 and, oh my God, he's so relieved if
there's
wasn't...
nothing.
Okay. Also, I just, wow, I think, we had just already thought he was a sleazy, despicable piece of... But, oh, my God, isn't this trial springing everything back? And plus, someone was saying, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz, on and on, Marco Rubio, they all have defamation cases.
Yes, they do.
Against Trump and the National Enquirer. And that makes it even more vomitous how, they've sucked up to him. Not Hillary Clinton, obviously, who was right about everything.
You're not mad, though.
First of all, it's how many more layers of Rob did Hillary Clinton get? And how much more cheating are we going to find out happened in 2016 that he didn't win legitimately? Oh, my God. But anyway, all the rest of them, the fact that they suck up to him after... Can you imagine if somebody planted a story that your dad killed, Kennedy and the... God knows that. On and on, right?
My mom won a libel suit against the National Enquirer.
Thank you. Thank you. That is one thing that Carol Burnett is not still under a gag order for, but the thing she did on Pomerale, you're going to...
Shh! Don't speak.
I mean, Kristen Whit...
Don't speak.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
I think I've been bench slapped. All right. All right, so a lot more to delve into, but yeah, you just forget all of the... And the irony is his fake news. He's running an entire fake news operation where he's making up stories about his rivals, whether in the Republican primary. Why aren't they speaking out? Why isn't Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson?
He's got all the stuff on him.
Oh, my God. But, all planting the fake stories and then positive stories about himself, killing every negative story about himself. Then the irony is this negative stories about him were true.
Mm-hmm.
Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal, all the stuff he planted about his rivals was not true.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I don't know, Ted Cruz, I believe anything. I think it's more likely he's the Zodiac killer than his father.
Allegedly.
All right, let's not. Yes, of course I meant allegedly. Did I get bench slapped again, Sean?
It's, Chris isn't here to say it.
In the first segment?
Chris isn't here to do
scream,
it.
To scream, what is wrong with you? Chris will be back Friday. And we thank Sean Comiskey. Oh, by the way, speaking of people being unfairly accused, I thought Clyde had stolen the leather pillow off the leather couch down there. But Sean took it for his little nappy the last 2 days. Because Sean, this is a little shock to his system.
Yeah.
He doesn't get up at insane o'clock anymore and go to bed at ass crack. But anyway, I thought, I was like, Clyde, I was looking at the dog door. I was like, where did you take the pillow? And it was Sean Comiskey.
No, he has a whole little system over here.
Yeah, he has a little, that's his little nap area. It's the cutest little thing. And then I give him a little cookie when he gets up, a little biscuit.
Sleep on
Otherwise, we'll never get him back here to fill in for Chris.
Sleep on the floor. I tried the couch, but the floor is more my sleep number.
Sleep number is the floor.
All right, and now we have a whole poop investigation going on. This is, you know what? This is a criminal conspiracy, this Bonnie and Clyde thing, because somebody has decided it's okay to poop in the house in the morning when mommy is talking on the radio. Okay, but then when I take them for their walk, when I'm done at 9 o'clock, what happened? Yesterday, both of them pooped because they're covering for each other, because I'm like, whoever doesn't poop is the one that went in the house. Yeah. I see you. I'm going to do what Carol Burnett did. Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Don't speak.
Shut up!
20 minutes after the... Normally, I only do spoiler alerts for movies that are like 30 years old that I just saw. Boat sinks in Titanic. Okay, 21... it's a dude in Crying Game. 21 minutes after the hour. Rosebud Sled. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Done With Debt. Done. Right? It's just, Jody knows about my insomnia.
A little.
Right? She just emails me back. Go back to bed. Okay, because you're worried, right? You got high interest credit cards. You got loans. You make it's nearly impossible to pay off your debt. You got your paycheck to paycheck problems, and Done With Debt is your lifeline. They have ingenious new strategies to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done With Debt analyzes all your debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills, cut your interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy, without a loan. Done With Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Some of those strategies, time sensitive though. Go now. Debt solutions, time sensitive, as you know. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. One more time, that is donewithdebt.com.
Unfreaking believable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with the team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I like using credit cards for my daily spending, but that's not right for everyone. Ask yourself, do you pay off your entire bill every month? I mean, the whole thing, not just the minimum. If you do, nice. Credit cards are working for you. You could be earning some cash back or points. But if you're not paying them off, well, then you are working for the credit card. You are definitely paying too much interest on what you're borrowing, and that points and cash math, yeah, that's never going to work in your favor. But hey, if that's your situation, don't get down on yourself. A lot of us have been there too. My tip, it's not rocket surgery. Stop spending on those cards until you pay your balances off. It'll take some effort and a good plan. I've got a video to help you out. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. I'm Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Oh, yeah. I see you, Clyde, with that big innocent face. I'm just here eating my Dr. Maudie's. I'm not going to poop in the living room afterwards.
They both look like they want to go out.
Well, they can just sit there and think about it.
Think about what they've done.
All right, Kevin on Twitter, who is a fine American, tweets, I get my news from the Stephanie Miller Show, a.k.a. the 21st century Walter Cronkite. I mean, look, let's face it, everyone's talking about peckers and farts now, so what difference does it make? I have the same gravitas as anyone else.
Gravitas?
Okay, Mark Jacob tweets, former National Enquirer boss David Pecker. Okay, testified what? That Trump asked him to, quote, help the campaign. That's the whole case.
Yes.
Now I see why they opened with him.
Yes.
Have you ever opened for Pecker? Trump's hush money schemes were intended to hide sleazy facts from, weren't intended to hide sleazy facts from Melania. They were intended to hide sleazy facts from the voters. Thank you.
Exactly.
That's the whole case. Boom. Can we go home now? Are we there yet?
So Trump can stop whining about it's so cold and I'm sitting there. I have to sit up straight. It's all day.
Oh, shut up. For those of us who went to Catholic school, shut up. You big, see? Okay. And one big blue wave USA says, Mr. Trump was proven to be assisted into the Oval Office in 2017 by Mr. Putin, Mr. Pecker, the National Enquirer, voter suppression, Mr. Murdoch's liars. What a profoundly better world it would have been with Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. If I could get any more, you'd be re-angry.
Are you mad?
To Malcolm Nance about all of that because he warned us about it.
Mm-hmm.
Blah. Karen in Chicago, who is just begging to be slammed into a hard brick. Hello, Karen. Oops. Oh, and now my phone system. Oh, my phone system is trying to save Karen from getting slammed.
She is. It is.
Heartbreak.
There it is.
Hi, Karen.
Hey. Okay, so real quick, because I know I'm close. But seriously, what kind of self-respect and dignity? If I'm Colin Allred's campaign and anybody running against these Republicans who had these stories planted, if you cannot defend, you know, you have no concern about your wife's honor, you have no concern, and you're continuing, what makes any of the constituents think that you're going to defend and protect them?
Yes, thank you. Vote Colin Allred. Ted Cruz is a sleazy weasel, just like Donald Trump. Bob Seska next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court this morning hears oral arguments on a case that puts strict state abortion bans to the test. This one from Idaho bans the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors in Idaho say they don't know what to do when they need to perform an emergency abortion to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Columbia University taking additional steps to limit campus contact amid continued pro-Palestinian protests. Here's ABC Stephanie Ramos.
Columbia University offering virtual learning for the last week of classes after some Jewish students said they felt unsafe on campus, like Aiden Hunter, who tells us he understands why people are protesting.
I'd say the majority of my friends, especially Jewish friends, feel a sense of insecurity at this time.
Mayor Eric Adams blaming outside agitators for a violent turn in campus protests.
The Senate passing that $95 billion foreign aid package. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. 26 years later, Jerry Seinfeld has mixed feelings about the way his sitcom ended. The 69-year-old comedian does not believe in regret, but told People.com that thinking about it still causes mixed emotions. The show ended with Jerry, Kramer, George, and Elaine all in jail for violating a Good Samaritan law in a small town. Seinfeld says the topic came up when he was talking with fellow Seinfeld creator Larry David about the fact that Seinfeld is never mentioned when people discuss great TV finales. Seinfeld lists Bob Newhart, Mary Tyler Moore, and Mad Men as great finales, adding that he feels Mad Men was the best ever. Co-creator David also says he has some issues with the way the show ended. Seinfeld admits to being influenced by network producers at the time who thought since the characters were selfish on the show that the ending should be consistent with that. The ending might not be perfect, but at least they never jumped a shark. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 61. Then on Friday, it'll be cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, 63. Rain and thunderstorms will continue through most of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio and artist, actor, comedian Steve Segrin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
It's all fun and games when I'm doing that dance, but then I catch myself in a little thumbnail on Zoom here, and then I go, oh my God, what am I doing? Stop. Stop doing that. That's not funny,
you know what?
Bob.
It's the only thing we have right now for variation from the tiny accordion that he does every time he comes out of the courthouse. Are you also going, Matt, slowly insane?
Yeah, funny what they've arranged. I mean, that whole thing that he does, I guess, between sessions of his trial, he goes out and it's in the parking garage and they've arranged like a little pen for him. It's like what you set up for Bonnie and Clyde there in the studio. And there's like squeaky toys. They've got there's a mobile going around that he can play with.
I said he's like a psychotic orange, like cuckoo clock. He comes out and then he does the little accordion and unfair in a witch hunt.
And then I love how he prints out. He's got a guy who evidently prints out all of the favorable articles from Fox News. And a couple things about that. First of all,
look at this. Look at it.
Right. It's a giant stack of papers. And that's only because I'm sure the guy who prints everything out also prints all the crap that appears below an article on one of these websites, which is just like a bunch of links to other articles and then those skin tag removal ads that makes everyone barf when they scroll down. It's that. That's what he's.
You know what they are?
A whole stack of that.
I bet they're the blank papers that the same ones he used when he said he was divesting from all his businesses. Those.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's the same. Papers.
That's right. Right. Or it's like Alex Jones. Alex Jones always has the documents. Yeah, I got the documents right here. And they happen to be all printouts from Infowars.com, but they prove something. They prove that Paul Joseph Watson said something about something or another.
The chemtrails making the frogs gay. Okay.
But I got the documents right here to prove it.
Do the tiny airplanes.
Do
the tiny airplanes.
They're tiny airplanes and helicopters hovering around the tiny documents. Yeah, they're little tiny documents is what they... I got the documents right here in my playpen out here in the parking garage.
It's an
age old squeaky toys.
Yeah. It's an age old technique. Is it? I have a list of communists right here. Just some flapping papers. Yeah,
hear that paper rustling? That proves there's facts. That's
Aaron Rupar said they're very good articles. Trump again is brandishing Fox News web articles he printed out on paper. And Bradley Moss tweeted, "What do we say about someone who prints the internet?" Okay, well this is where. Where is Jody going to test as someone that makes her print the internet every day? That's where I'm going to defend Donald Trump. I'm an old fashioned. Sean actually found printing sound effects. Who knew? You know what it is, Bob? There's too many things. How am I going to keep it all on an iPad? There's too many things.
I know. I've got like vacation-itis right now. I'm like counting down. Like, when can I have a week? Because it's really overloading.
I don't get vacation this year because of the tour. All I get, I'm taking spare Mondays off after.
Yeah, and I always look to your vacation as to when I take mine. So, I mean, now we're both screwed.
I'm not saying, everybody shut your pie hole about me taking a spare Monday off here and there to survive this tour.
Right.
Okay. So, Bob, and what was it by yesterday? 10 time. It was 10 violations of the gag order. If you don't count him doing it during the. Right after the gag order hearing. And I mean, he's not going to stop, right?
Yeah. No, obviously not. And he was going after Michael Cohen yesterday. He was on
witnesses, the jury.
Yeah, he was doing that. Mm-hmm.
So what happens now? I was asking Jody, I'm not sure why the judge didn't rule yesterday because he hasn't ruled yet. It was the hearing where he bitch slapped Todd Blanche.
Yeah.
But I don't. That's the thing. I don't know. What do you do exactly?
That's a good question. Renato Moriarty on your show was talking about how it's very unlikely he's going to go to jail for contempt. Yeah. I think that would be difficult, I think, for that to hold up in an appeals court situation if, you know, that is brought to that level. And so I think, you know, we all want to see him go to jail, especially after what we've heard already about the fact that he's going to have to go through the whole Shawshank thing with the delousing powder and he's going to have to put on the prison issue jumpsuit and all the rest of it. But and that's just that makes me so happy. But I'm trying to calibrate my expectations here. I think it's going to start with a series of fines. And of course, the fines aren't going to be enough to motivate him to stop doing it.
Yeah.
So the fines will keep increasing over time as Judge Mershon realizes, oh, wait, I vastly underestimated this bozo. He's going to say all kinds of crazy crap.
By the way,
anyway.
You quoting someone that was on my show to me.
Hey, you remember on your show yesterday when this guy said something?
And I frequently quote things that you said to you on your show. We could not be more in our liberal bubble, and we are proud of it.
Right, we're going to break the space-time continuum one of these mornings.
It is scary enough inside this bubble. We are not leaving.
But, right, you know, it's going to be one of those episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation where a whole bunch of Enterprises show up in a single area of space.
All the Spider-Men. Okay.
I think we've broken something here.
But seriously, it's scary enough outside the... I mean, just having you and I talking about the fire hose, the tennis ball machine of Trump news for endless amounts of years now is just so exhausting. And, you know, this is one of the things that, like you were saying, we're just enjoying every level of this with Trump because clearly he never leaves the bubble where people only say nice things about him or lie. Like Fox News.
Yeah.
So he's just completely bewildered by this whole experience, right?
Right. And one of the fascinating things I've been noticing throughout all of these different trials, the civil trials, and now we're into the criminal trials, where the lawyers, Donald Trump's lawyers, are saying crazy, stupid things in court. Yeah. And everyone's wondering, why are their lawyers so incompetent? Why did Judge Mershon call Todd Blanche or question Todd Blanche's credibility in court yesterday? Well, it's because Donald Trump is instructing his lawyers what to say. He's puppeteering them.
That's the thing you can't. It doesn't matter.
Say all the,
doesn't matter who your lawyer. Yeah, George Conway tweeted, Blanche is flailing. This is painful to watch. Mershon is cutting him to shreds. Because, of course, you're defending a ridiculous person with a ridiculous defense, you know, that nobody believes.
Yeah, a ridiculous person who's telling his lawyers exactly what to say in court and then threatening to not pay them probably if they don't say what he wants them to say. So naturally, what you're hearing coming out of the mouths of his lawyers is really Donald Trump's ridiculous voice. Like, I was the greatest president by far. I won with the most votes, but this is a witch hunt by far.
Thousands of people were stopped by the police from coming to protest today.
Next time, clearly, provably... Oh, yeah. Next time Todd Blanche starts talking, I want to see if Donald Trump can drink a little glass of water at the same time.
But this is, you're right, where this bubble, this right-wing bubble is hitting a court of law, is hitting the light of day in a court of law where you can't have a defense based on Fox News lies, like talking points.
That's right. Trump is doing, though, I think what he has to do, and he has no choice in this matter, is he's got to keep his base secure. He's got to make sure he's orchestrating what information his base hears about this trial. Because if they get the actual information, that may peel off some of his voters and say, hey, you know what? Maybe we stay home in November. Maybe we vote for RFK Jr. or something like that.
Yeah.
Because this guy, I can't vote for a guy who was a business fraud and all the rest, hush money to porn stars and things like that. And so he's got to orchestrate what they hear. And so it's a whole separate argument that he's engaged in publicly because he's afraid of losing his core support. And he needs every last one of them to support him in order to at least compete in this election.
In some ways, Fox News is not helping with that. You retweeted, Biden-Harris headquarters tweeted, Fox host says Trump is too old and unhealthy to sit in a courtroom all day. And you said, I never thought I'd say this, but keep going, Jesse. Keep going, Jesse Waters. He's basically talking about how old and brittle and he can't sit there all day. And
and it's cold in there, don't you know? We got to get Grandma a shawl or something as he's sitting in court because he's concerned that it's freezing. You know, Joe Biden or Barack Obama, heaven forbid, said something like that. oh my God, this would be, it would be a 6-month story on Fox News Channel. I think I'm underestimating that number. I think this would go on and on and on. Because you remember when Barack Obama was president, it was, oh my God, he puts gherkins in his egg salad or whatever. Oh my God, he likes arugula. What is that?
So wearing a tan suit. I know.
Yeah. Oh my God, John Kerry in his cycling shorts. Such. Oh, he speaks French. Are you kidding? So effete. Donald Trump stood there in front of a bunch of cameras.
I just got a visual of Donald Trump in bike shorts.
My retina.
Wow. I threw up in my mouth. That was horrendous, Stephanie.
Jody and I just harfed. As in Marie Harf.
Right. Sean almost had to dump that. That's how awful that was. But seriously, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Donald Trump stands there and complains about how freezing it is and how it hurts his butt to sit there on the chair all day long or whatever. And no one says a word. Everyone's just like, well, yes, he's obviously an alpha macho guy, right? Mm. That's the myth. I'm so sick of that myth.
I got a hemorrhoid.
Trump is the icon of the
I got a hemorrhoid
man.
Today the size of Uranus. You would not believe it. Believe it. The best, the biggest anyone's ever had.
My lips hurt real bad. He just starts complaining like Napoleon Dynamite. Do you have any chapstick?
He's such a little whiny bitch. You tweeted a vote for RFK Jr. as a vote for Trump just after his inauguration in 2017 signed a law allowing mining companies to dunk toxic slurry into rivers and streams. I mean, it's hilarious, though, right, that the polling is now showing he'll hurt Trump more than Biden. I think lately more of RFK's crazy is right-wing Trump crazy, right? Anti-vaxxer, pro-January 6th insurrectionist. What else am I missing? Putin talking points on Ukraine. I mean, so now, you know, they're panicking in Trump world because they're like, oh my God, the polling is showing he helps Biden.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a whole contingent of what I refer to as bro libertarians.
Yeah.
Who would normally vote for Donald Trump this year, but maybe can't bring themselves to doing that for whatever reason. So they're going to end up voting for RFK Jr., depriving Donald Trump of votes. And in fact, Donald Trump and the Republican Party is now becoming deeply concerned that RFK Jr. takes more votes away from Trump. Obviously, don't get happy. We got to vote like democracy is on the line, which it is. Yeah. But at the same time, this is one of those things where I think there's a rather cynical contingent of American voters who see all of this as a reality show and are just like, well, let's see what this button does.
Yeah.
And so they'll choose RFK Jr. as opposed to Donald Trump, which is also a choice based on entertainment preferences and lifestyle brands, essentially.
You know, and I also think, Bob, as we keep saying, for everybody saying, oh, this is the weakest case, oh, this isn't as important, you know, as obviously classified nuclear secrets or whatever. But I mean, you know, Randy Mayhem Singer tweeted, you thought you knew what a big sleazebag this piss-frosted, vagine-necked wannabe dictator was, and then this trial. I mean, it's just, and we're learning even more. We're being reminded of everything and learning things that we didn't know. And again, it's always follow the money. I love this one. Kyle Griffin said, David Pecker. pardon me. Said he went from talking to Michael Cohen a couple times a week to speaking with him every day, sometimes twice a day when Karen McDougal's Trump story emerged. Pecker says Cohen told him not to talk over a landline, but use the app Signal because it's encrypted and messages would be destroyed. You know, and paying cash, as you do all that when you're not hiding anything or doing anything illegal, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think we tend to underestimate David Pecker's role in all of this. Thank you, guys. The National Enquirer's role in all this, because I remember distinctly in 2016 seeing countless ads on the front, well, not ads, but front pages of the National Enquirer at the grocery store checkout lane. And there were images of Hillary Clinton looking like she was dying. Photoshops of Hillary Clinton's face looking gaunt and weathered. And, you know, and then that was the whole thing. And I think that people exposed to that every day, every time they go to the grocery store, I think had an effect in the minds of voters, because then with this whole Hillary Clinton dying meme that was going around in 2016. By the way, here we are 8 years later. She's doing fine. Mm-hmm. That whole meme was compounded by the lie that Hillary Clinton can't be trusted. So yeah. Hillary Clinton's dying, and then when she denies it, oh, you can't trust her.
Yeah.
So that was what David Pecker was providing to Donald Trump throughout that campaign. And I think it actually changed votes. I think it actually had an effect in the election, as I think the prosecution laid out in their opening statement, that this whole scheme by Donald Trump and Michael Cohen, David Pecker involved in some level, that changed the outcome of the election. Yeah, that affected the outcome of the election. Yeah, you don't need to change votes when you can change minds ahead of time.
Yeah, Robin, you get reminded now of they were actively, the RNC, they were talking about Trump stepping down. Or Pence was talking about stepping down. This was a big deal. This was right after the Access Hollywood take came out. Absolutely, if these two stories had come out right after that, that would have been. I mean, you just forget how dire it was at that point. Speaking of Pecker, you seem to be. I'm just going to say your excitement seems to be in direct proportion to how quickly Trump media technology stock is dropping.
Yes.
If you had an erection meter, it would be the opposite of the Trump media technology.
Yeah. Yeah, looking really weak, low energy, flaccid, Mr. Trump. Right now it is down 3.9%. That's a $1.27 for today. It's down to $31.28. Great investment, folks. You know, the thing is, it's Trump and Trump media is freaking out because people are short selling the stock.
Yeah.
And now they're complaining to NASDAQ that there's a conspiracy to rig their stock price.
Oh, and also all the builders unions just endorsed Joe Biden.
Yep.
I'm the builder, President. I'm a builder. I'm a builder. I am.
That's absolutely true. I mean, by a lot. Manufacturing is through the roof right now. Manufacturing spending is like an order of, an exponential order of magnitude greater than it was under Donald Trump.
Yeah. And you just retweeted the headline, Trump signs executive order that will effectively ban the use of TikTok in the U.S. And you said, flip-flop, flip-flop. Trump was for a ban before he was against it. He's not for anything except Trump, right?
Yes, and I think back to 2004 and what was said about John Kerry, because he voted for the $83 billion before he voted against it, and flip-flop, flip-flop. There was a chant at the RNC about that. People brought flip-flops as props to the RNC to troll John Kerry.
Along with the purple Band-Aids, because
the purple Band-Aids.
He used to want a Purple Heart in Vietnam. Yeah. That was funny.
War veteran, wounded, against a guy who got a deferment and ended up in the Texas Air National Guard. But that's a separate story. Donald Trump flip-flops on TikTok, which is a sentence I thought I'd never say in a million years. But it's true. Donald Trump signed an executive order to ban TikTok. And now he's like, oh, Joe Biden is the one who hates TikTok. Children, listen to me, children. He's the one
the only
who
thing
hates,
you, children,
wants to kill it.
Children, the only thing you need is the Bob Seska Show. SexyLiberal.com.
Thank you.
You need to survive. I love you, Bob. Goodbye. We're late.
Love you, Stephanie. Usual. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. 51 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show. Brought to you by, when it's a Sexy Liberal Week, it's my travel gen you sell, Jody. And they're all, some of them, little tubes, my Gen 90, my immediate effects for under eyes. So travelable.
Travelable?
Not even sure that's a word, but it is fantastic. Do you have bags, lack of sleep, overwork, stress, seasonal allergies, you can instantly reduce the appearance of looking older anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin, that thing here.
Huh.
Starts working in seconds. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, silky smooth. It starts working in seconds. You can feel it. You feel the tingly. And your skin tightening? Mm-mm. You can you can get GenuCell's classic under-eye bags and puffiness syrup with every Gen 90 order. And they throw in that GenuCell XV, the amazing moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid. I use it every single morning. Right now, go to GenuCell.com, and you get incredible packages over 50% off during GenuCell's spring sale, plus an extra 10% off automatically applied at checkout. GenuCell.com/Stephanie. Get free limited edition spa box and bonus gifts with free shipping. GenuCell.com/Stephanie.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the Crime Dog.
Roll over. You're okay, Joy.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make your neighborhood safer.
Uh-huh.
Coffee cake.
Ah, the old poison coffee cake trick. The crook takes a bite, falls down to the ground.
No, it's for your neighbors.
You want to poison your neighbors?
No, never.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, for 25 years, I've been given tips about preventing crime. One of them is to invite people over for a cup of coffee and share the problems you see on your street and what to do about
them. That's great.
You can invite your local police officer to help, too.
You know, I hear they're very fond of donuts.
Oh, that's just a myth.
Oh, well, I come to your doghouse for coffee cake in a safer neighborhood.
Now you're talking. You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bundt cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to WePrevent.org for other tips could help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Malcolm Nance, Carlos Sells, Rocky coming up. And Erica Claudio in the very end of the show. Mm-hmm. She's also doing a Live Nation thing, well, much like we're doing with Sexy Liberal, to benefit My Body, My Prerogative choice organization. By the way, who's this? This is what it's all about. Charlotte Clymer says, Nothing matters more than stopping Trump this November. Every progressive cause, every progressive conviction, every progressive goal you have will fare many, many, many times worse under Trump. Our definitive purpose right now should be reelecting President Biden. That's why I'm wearing my squad shirt, because I appreciate Ilhan Omar and AOC strongly speaking out in support of President Biden, talking about it being the end of our democracy if we don't. All right, so lots to talk about, and lots of the little wrinkles we didn't get to about, you know, David Pecker. Sorry, I didn't mean to put it that way. Briefly, it's old. Okay, all of that coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time when our old friends Pat Kreitler of Up North News and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project get into an old-fashioned political mud wrestling. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket. It.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming.